first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board. For some anti-gravity mixing, put two dumb plates on your own.
We'll be right back. Welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. Welcome, glad to have you aboard for this week's edition. We've got a great special show. I'm going to tell you all about that here in just a second, but first I'm going to tell you a little bit about some of the folks that make this program and this radio station possible. WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, new record from Beau Soleil and Michael Doucet called Live in Louisiana, also Letting Go from Bonnie Prince Billy, and DJ Shadows' Outsider. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street, and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And this program is also generously underwritten by Elwood Thompson's Natural Market. With over 100 varieties of locally grown and organic produce, free-range meats and poultry, an all-natural cheese shop, and more than 250 bulk items, there is something for everyone and for every taste. Elwood's Kitchen and Deli has soups, salads, sandwiches, and side dishes made from fresh ingredients, and all of this is complemented by a friendly staff that knows their stuff. And you can pick up your WRIR bumper stickers while you're there. They are located at the intersection of Elwood and Thompson Streets, and more information is available at 359-7525 or visit them on the web at www.elwoodthompsons.com. Elwood Thompson's Natural Market, dangerously close to becoming a Richmond tradition. And, you know, in this program, I play music from a lot of different countries, but if somebody really made an ultimatum to me and said, you know, you got to tell me what country, if you're going to pick one country, which one would you pick to play just their music, I would have to say South Africa. And I'm going to do a South African show, 2 hours of just South African music today, and that's not really very hard for me. Much harder to cut things out than to fill up 2 hours, I can assure you. The inspiration for today's show is a couple of new records that we've gotten here, so you'll be hearing from those, but you'll be hearing a lot of other things today as well. One is a compilation that we just got from Network Records, a German label, and so we're really happy to get this. It's a great series that they have going called Golden Afrique. It's vintage popular music from Africa. The first volume was West African music. Second volume was featured Congolese, and they're doing South African, Southern African music in volume 3. About half of the artists on here are from South Africa. So we'll be hearing a few tracks from that. Also, there's a record that came to us just recently, and it's the reissued soundtrack of the documentary Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. And the film, the movie that it was a soundtrack for, came out. It's about 10 years old. It was nominated for an Academy Award the year that it came out. It's produced by Jonathan Demme, by the way. And it's a terrific movie about Nelson Mandela, and it's going to be a featured premium item in WRIR's Fun Drive, which is coming up starting Wednesday this week, Wednesday, October 4th. So there's a 26-song CD that's in that box set, along with the DVD of the movie. There's also a 48-page book. It's a really nice package. So we're going to be playing a few songs from that CD. There's a lot of great music on there as well. So let's get going with all of that stuff. And, you know, if we're going to do South African music, I thought let's get started with the African National Congress anthem as sung by Ladysmith Black Mambazo right here on Global Agogo.
Yetu
kose
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 siyelela
siyelela
tena
tena
lusapho lwayo kose sigelele Afrika
tena
malupala Yesu phono lwayo
phono lwayo
yizwa imithandazo yetu Kose,
kose,
siyelela,
siyelela,
tina, lusapho lwayo,
moza moya,
siyoza moya, siyelela,
moza moya,
siyoza moya, siyelela, moza moya, oye,
we ngwele,
Osi,
Osi,
Siele,
Tina,
Tina, Lusapuluayo, Murena Buluga, Sichaba Sayesu, Ufedi Sedintuari Maswenyeho, Murena Buluga, Sichaba Sayesu, Ufedi Sedintuari Maswenyeho.
Go se boloke morena.
Go se boloke se shaba sa. Yesu se shaba sa. Afrika. Mago benjalo. Mago benjalo. Kuze kube ngunaphakade, kuze kube ngunaphakade.
Kuka mzimba, kuka mzimba,
kuka mzimba,
kuka mzimba,
kuka mzimba,
kuka mzimba, kuka mzimba, my wang, my
An excellent use of chicken there on that song by the group Ugo Kotela Shange Namajaha. And certainly one of the pleasures of doing the South African show today for you is going to be trying to do the pronunciations of all the band names and the songs. That song is called Wongilobalele. That's in Zulu. It means, can you afford to pay the lobole or bride price for me, dowry, reverse dowry. So that's from a classic compilation, a record that turned many people on to South African music back in the early 1980s, the Indestructible Beat of Soweto on Shaanaki Records. I think that came out in like 1983 or something in the U.S., and just a great, great collection. Malathini, the Groaner, the Lion of Soweto, the Goat, many nicknames for him, the fellow with that amazing low voice. We heard him sing Abake Ba Bonana from his classic period of the 1970s, Malathini. And we started out that set with and the show with Ladysmith Black Mambazo and the anthem of the African National Congress from their album just came out this year, Long Walk to Freedom. And you're hearing all of that on Global Agogo right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We're going to be playing all South African music today. Let's keep it going, but I'm going to cheat here a little bit because I wanted to play a style of South African music called Kwela, but I wanted to play something that was a newer recording, not a vintage one. And this is on that Golden Afrique Volume 3 compilation that I mentioned at the top of the show. But this fellow is actually from Malawi, not from South Africa, but he plays pretty much all Kwela music. His name is Donald Kachamba, and let's listen to him right here.
Thank you.
Artist is named Shiani Nkobo. He's from a rural part of South Africa, playing a rural style called Maskanda, accompanying himself there on guitar. That song is called Uchezu, and don't know that that's ever been actually released in the U.S., but it is a great song from Shiani Nkobo. Relatively recent music. It actually was recorded in 2003. And before that, we heard from Donald Kachamba from Malawi playing a style of music called Kwela, which features the penny whistle. And this is a style that was very popular in South Africa in, I guess I want to say the 1940s and 50s, a kind of music that you could play with homemade instruments, which was very important for folks in the townships. And so Kwela has gradually was superseded by newer styles of music, and particularly, you know, using more up-to-date instruments. And there's a few people that still do play that kind of music, and you can hear the influence of Kwela throughout lots of South African popular music and jazz, and we'll be getting to that in the next set. The song that we heard was called Musan Dinene from Donald Kachamba, and again, it's part of this great new 2-CD set from Network Records called Golden Afrique Volume 3. And you're listening to all of this South African music right here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We are indeed radio for the rest of us. And Global Agogo is underwritten in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents humorist David Sedaris at Richmond's Landmark Theater on Tuesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. The best-selling author will read from his works, talk to the audience, answer questions, and autograph books. Tickets are $36 through the Landmark box office. Ticketmaster at 262-8100 or Ticketmaster.com. And WRIR would also like to give thanks to the Byrd Theater for its continued underwriting support. The Byrd Theater is a landmark movie palace in the heart of Carytown that views second-run movies. This weekend, the 7:15 movie is Superman Returns. The 9:55 movie is The Descent. As far as matinees go, the Saturday matinee is the second annual China-America film screenings. It starts at 11 a.m. and goes all afternoon. You can call them or check their website for more details on the exact films. The Sunday matinee, 4 o'clock, is Superman Returns. And the midnight movie, Saturday midnight, Shaun of the Dead. More information about the Byrd Theater can be obtained at 353-9911 or online at byrdtheater.com. And celebrating diversity at the Virginia Pride Festival in downtown Richmond, starring New York City's favorite comedian and performer Lady Bunny and internationally renowned recording artist Eric Hyman, also featuring acoustic folk rock artist Andy Moore, Best Contemporary Folk Recording nominee Ashlyn Miller, the dynamic music of Endymion, the soul of Al Shepard, and the mesmerizing To the Earth dance troupe, plus political speakers, original art by acclaimed regional artists, DJs, fashion, and a whole lot more. It all happens at the 17th Street Farmers Market in the heart of downtown Richmond on Saturday, September 30th, that's tomorrow, from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m., again at the 17th Street Farmers Market. More information is available at gaypridevirginia.org. And WRIR will have a booth at this event. WRIR's Judd Proctor and Brian Burns, the producers of the Rainbow Minute, will be down there. So go up to them, say hello, tell them how much you love the station. Or if you don't know that much about the station, go up and find out. They'll have some literature for you, and they'll be glad to answer your questions as well. So you can see us there. All right, let's get back to the South African music. In this next set, we're going to be focusing on jazz out of South Africa. And jazz and pop music have always been very closely intertwined there. The way that it was in the U.S., you know, back in the day, you know, I guess in kind of the pre-bebop era. And so let's listen to something that I guess is would be nominally described as South African jazz, but certainly could be pop music or dance music to anybody else. From 1966, this is Gwigwi Mrwebe, and the song is called Usumkhaya. Thank you. That's Abdullah Ibrahim here on Global Agogo and his band Ekaya. And bear with me as I reach back there to get to the mixer and turn that off. And Abdullah Ibrahim, and that was recorded in 1983. That song is called Exeo Windhoek Tuno. I say, let's go to Windhoek now. And before that, we heard from the African Jazz Pioneers featuring Kippie Moketsi and Yeka Yeka. And that was recorded sometime in the 1980s as well, I believe. And we started out that part of the set with Gwigwi Mrwebe and the song Yusum Kaya in a set of South African jazz here on Global Agogo, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM and www.wrir.org. Let's keep it going with some great modern jazz from 1979, the Johnny Diani Quartet. And the next two songs are both going to feature one of my favorite South African saxophone players. His name is Dudu Pakwana. This is Song for Biko from Johnny Diani.
Thank you.
Listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. That was Dudu Pukwana from South Africa and Baloye. That's with his band Spear and recorded back in 1973. I love that song. It's on the album In the Townships from Dudu Pukwana and Spear. Before that, Johnny Diani's Quartet with... featuring Dudu Pukwana again on alto saxophone. We heard the title track of their album, Song for Biko. All of this on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on the mighty, mighty WRIR. This program is being brought to you in part because of the generous support of our founding underwriter, Exile. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring two floors of clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and Special Effects hair color, and silver jewelry. And after 2 decades at 822 West Grace, Exile will be moving only one block away, but it's a lot of stuff to move, to 935 West Grace sometime in mid-October. Until then, they are unearthing 20 years of accumulated vintage merchandise out of storage. Newly ordered merchandise will also continue to arrive until moving day. Store hours and information are available at 358-3348. And we'd also like to thank our founding underwriters, the University of Richmond's Maudlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Maudlin Center welcomes Tonic Soul Fa, a dynamic vocal quartet which performs over 200 shows a year across the U.S. for sold-out audiences of all ages and musical tastes. Their performance is tonight, Friday, September 29th at 7:30 p.m. in Camp Concert Hall. Tickets are $32 through the Maudlin Center box office at 289-8980 or maudlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR will begin the Fall Fun Drive Wednesday, October 4th. That's this coming Wednesday. This is your chance to show your support for Richmond's independent radio station, 97.3 FM. If you believe in what we do, join us in making it possible to hear a different point of view on our news shows, unique music programs, and content that makes a difference in our community. Put your money where your ears are and become a member of WRIR in our Fall Fun Drive beginning October 4th. 1 week of spectacular shows, amazing giveaways, and your chance to support WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond's indie radio, radio for the rest of us. For more information, you can send us an email, info@wrir.org, or call 649-9737. We'll be telling you more about it as the event comes up, and as it gets started, there'll be info on the website. Of course, we'll be talking about it a lot on the air, and I would be remiss if I didn't say at this point that we want to thank all of the folks who have generously donated their money, goods, services, time, all the folks who have been underwriters, and everyone who has gotten us to this point. This is definitely one of the most successful LPFM projects in the country. What folks here have been able to do is absolutely amazing, and we're just focused on trying to make it even bigger, even better, louder, easier for you to hear. We'll have some announcements about that coming up hopefully very, very soon as well. And so we want to thank all the folks that have gotten us to this point and just remind you that we've got a lot more to accomplish and a lot more service to bring to the Richmond community and to the community of our online listeners who are listening to us at www.wrir.org. And with that said, let's get back to the music. South African music, nothing but on today's show. We've got another hour, less 6 minutes to go, and I have a lot of things that I want to play, and I can already see I'm not going to get to all of them. That's not surprising. So let's stop talking, play some music. Here's some Umbakanga Soul from the year 1980. This band is called Shoelaces. Check this out. This is really hot.
Kona manje na ayis gomdlalo umdlalo wamabone awutina tina sesiyakhanyisa gomdlalo ijali esimanje tina tina sesiyakhanyisa gomdlalo umdlalo wamabone
Baby. just love, baby, just a denial. She's just to kill, to steal away. Come back later, she's shaking, jive you through. Set a light, the lights, jive my baby. Watch us now, we just a denial. She's just to kill, to steal away. Come back later, she's shaking, jive you through. Set a light, the lights, jive my baby.
Okay, that should have you going there. Malcolm McLaren, Jive My Baby Jive, from his classic album, 1983, Duck Rock. And yes, he did rip that song off completely from the Mahotella Queens. You heard their version of it, the original version of it before. The song is actually called Thina Siyakiyansi, and came out in 1976, and that's been anthologized on the Golden Efreak Volume 3 set that I've been playing some stuff from here today. And Malcolm McLaren, a former manager of the Sex Pistols, obviously was another one of many people who really dug South African music when he got to hear it. And unfortunately, you know, the songwriting credit for Jive My Baby has his name, but it doesn't have any of the actual authors of the original song. So, you know, that's kind of typical music industry type of thing, but we all know where the song really came from. So I hope you enjoyed the fact that you got to hear those back to back. And we started out that set of Umbakanga or Township Jive music with Shoelaces and Ndakwa Njalo. And that's available on another good compilation of South African music called The History of Township Music. And you're hearing all of this on Global Agogo right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We are radio of, by, and for the people, radio for the rest of us. And we're also available here on the internet at www.wrir.org, so you can check us out there as well. The Mahotella Queens, you know, were originally scheduled to appear at the second time in Richmond National Folk Festival, which is coming up in October, and unfortunately they had to cancel. But there is a great schedule of artists for the National Folk Festival that's going to be coming up, and it's going to be a great event. Last year's was excellent too, and we didn't have such hot weather. Hopefully we're going to have much better weather, and there's a great lineup. And I just wanted to let you know, I'm going to be filling in next week on Tuesday, October 3rd, from 5 until 7 p.m. right here at WRIR, filling in for Eric Walters on his program Wide Ear Folk. And I'm going to take that opportunity to play 2 hours of music by artists who are going to be appearing at the National Folk Festival. So if you want to find out more about some of those artists in an audio way, they've got a lot of information on their website, by the way, which I think is nationalfolkfestival.org. But if you want to hear what they sound like, I've done the legwork, and I've got about, I don't know, about 25 or 30 different artists put together. And we'll be playing all of that right here on WRIR on Tuesday, October 3rd, from 5 until 7 p.m. So check me out on that show as well. Let's keep going with the music here, and let's hear from, this is a currently very popular singer in South Africa, Vusi Malasela. You may be familiar with him because he's been produced by Virginia's own Dave Matthews. Let's check him out here on this song. It's called When You Come Back.
This is the unknown grave, the one who died maintaining his night. His will been so strong and musically inclined. His sad melodies coming out like a smoke from the woody fire. And he sang, my boo, Africa, sing now, Africa, sing loud, sing to the people. Let them give something to the world and not just take from it. And we'll ring the bells when you come back. We'll beat the drums when you come back. Will you ring the bells when you come back? Will you pity the drum?
when you come back home, when you ring the bells, when you come back, when you beat the drums, when you come back home.
Our lost African blues will tend to the music of the people. Yes, the people's music, by the people's culture, and I'll be the one who'll climb up the mountain, reaching for the top of our Africa days, while the poor woman working for the laser boat. Say,
Africa, say, Africa, say,
sing, sing, Africa, sing, sing, Africa, let us lose your memory of all the people's lives and
souls. Africa, say,
but the people's culture, and I'll be the one who climb up the mountain, reaching for the top of the world of the days, while the poor one waiting for the days of it. Say,
Africa, say, Africa, say,
sing, sing, Africa, sing, sing, Africa, let the solution of
Charles, inviting you to listen to the Elder Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, soukous, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the other black music.
Hooded eyes, weary brows, seek refuge in the night. They are the scatterings of Africa, each a rooted one.
Oh, mama, yeah.
They're on the road to Bella Banda, where the world began. I love the scatterings of Africa, each and every one.
Beneath the copper sun. watching, still singing. Magic machine cannot match human being, human being. African ideas make the future real, make the future real. They are the scatterings of Africa. Each uprooted one.
Oh, Mama, yeah.
They're on the road to Pelabanga, where the world began. And for the scatterings of Africa, the journey has begun.
Oh, Mama, yeah.
Future find their hungry eyes beneath the copper sun.
Yum-ho.
Scatterlings of Africa from Johnny Clegg, Sifu Mchunu, and Jaluka, an extremely important and influential band in South African musical history, because in the 70s and 80s, toward the tail end of the apartheid era, they were a very popular mixed-race band in South Africa that drew huge crowds and were extremely politically active and also crossed over to the Western audience. That was one of the very first South African recordings that I ever bought back in 1982 from Juluka, Scatterlings of Africa. Before that, we heard from Vusimala Sela, the song When You Come Back. He's got an amazing voice, doesn't he? That's from 1994, and that is one of the tracks that's included on the soundtrack of the film Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation. As I said at the top of the show, the box set that includes that DVD and the 26-song CD that comes with it, also a 48-page book, that's going to be one of the premiums that's available in WRIR's Fun Drive for fall of 2006. And that Fun Drive is going to get started on Wednesday, October 4th. It's going to run October 4th through October 11th. So we're getting ourselves all prepared, worked up into a frenzy to be ready for that Fun Drive. And we're looking forward to hearing from all of you in the community and seeing a lot of you down here, 1621B West Broad Street. It's a great time to come by, meet some of the folks, get a tour, eat some of the great free food that we're going to have that's going to be donated by very generous local restaurants, and make a pledge if the spirit moves you to do that as well. Anyway, that gets started on Wednesday. I won't belabor it, but we do have some great premiums that are going to be available, including that Mandela box set. And you're listening to all of this South African music, and that's what we're featuring here today on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We are indeed radio for the rest of us. And WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, we've got the new thing from Medeski, Martin, and Wood called Out Louder. We also have Living Like a Refugee by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars, and the new record from the great soul man Solomon Burke called Nashville. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street, that's right, and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And Global Agogo is underwritten in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center presents humorist David Sedaris at Richmond's Landmark Theater on Tuesday, October 3rd at 7:30 p.m. The best-selling author will read from his works, talk to the audience, answer questions, and autograph books. Tickets are $36 through the Landmark box office from Ticketmaster at 262-8100 or Ticketmaster.com. And one other quick announcement to give you, and then we'll get back to our final set of music here. And that's to tell you that the Bazaar Market is happening this weekend. That's a periodic event that is put on by the folks at Chop Suey Books over there at 1317 West Carey Street. And the event happens on Saturday. That's tomorrow from noon until 4 p.m. It happens outside the bookstore. It's actually on Randolph Street, which is perpendicular to Carey, right over at the corner where Chop Suey Books is. And you're going to have lots of local artists, crafts folks, and business folks selling their wares. And the beneficiary, there's always a beneficiary of the Bazaar Market. This time it's Curated Culture, the folks that put on the First Friday's Art Walk. So it's for a very good cause, a great organization that definitely merits your support. So come down there if you want a little bit more incentive. I'm going to be down there along with WRIR DJ Scott Berger. The two of us are going to be playing some music for you. We'll be there the whole time from 12 until 4. And so we'll be making sure that there's some great music to go along with all the great arts, crafts, and other goods that are available at the Bazaar Market. Again, at 1317 West Carey Street, actually on Randolph, at the corner of Randolph and Carey, that's where it'll be happening. And so we're looking forward to seeing you down there. And say hello to us at WRIR and come check us out. Tell us what you like and don't like about the station. Pick up some literature and find out more about it if you don't know too much about the station as well. All right. We got a lot of great programming on the station, particularly on Friday night. I'm very excited about this new Friday night lineup. So 7 o'clock, be here for This Modern Beat with Christian Hendrickson. At 9 o'clock, he's going to be followed by Zendo Sound System with DJ Ross Bob O. Great program there. And also Midnight Solstice at 11 with Andrew Felty. So we've got 8 hours of great groove-oriented music. We pledge allegiance to the groove here on WRIR every Friday night for 8 hours. Okay, play some music, Bill. All right, I'm going to do that. Brenda Fassie coming up right now. She's sometimes known as the Madonna of South Africa. I don't know if that's good or bad. Check this out. This is a really good song.
The stalwarts, the veterans, the heroes, the legends. From Rivona to Robben Island Prison, from Robben Island Prison to Portsmouth Prison, from Portsmouth Prison to the bigger prison in South Africa, I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. From prison to prison, from Rivona to Robben Island Prison, from Robben Island Prison to Portsmouth Prison, from Portsmouth Prison to restrictions, Governor Mbeki was released and could not be quoted. I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. From prison to restrictions, from prison hospital to the house arrest, Eric was not released, both arms paralyzed and could not be quoted. I dedicate this poem to the legends of our struggle. From prison to procrastination, from Rivona to Robben Island Prison, from Robben Island Prison to Portsmouth Prison, from Portsmouth Prison to Victor Verster Prison, Nelson Mandela's release became the swan song of the regime. I dedicate this poem to the stalwarts of our struggle. Let me salute the foundation of resistance. Let me remember the warrior. Let me remember 1906 rebellion. Let me remember Chief Bambata. Chief Bambata took it to the mountains against Kong and colonialism. He preferred war and death rather than servitude at the throne. I dedicate this poem to the gallant compatriots of our struggle. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to the kings and chiefs of our times. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to the leadership from the dungeons. I talk of tested leadership, the leadership that stood the test of time. Yes, a leadership of great stature, a quality and deep conviction, quality and wisdom combined. I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. Like an oak tree, they survived all kinds of weather. If at all there is a going in, there is also a coming out of prison. Prison is therefore not a grave. From Rivona, seconds became minutes, minutes became hours, hours became days, days became weeks, weeks became months, months became years. Again, years became months, months became weeks, weeks became days, days became hours, hours became minutes, minutes became seconds. Then the prison gates and doors were wide open. I dedicate this poem to the gallant heroes of our struggle. Like gold and diamond, like diamond and gold, in order to be refined, they have gone through the pass of time. Leaders whose families suffered, persevered and died. Leaders whose families have gone through degrees of hardships. I dedicate this poem to the family units of our struggle. Comrade husbands, I dedicate this poem to you. You were deprived the most precious prime time in your lives. Your wives became political widows, whilst you, the real husbands, remained alive in the dungeons of hell. I dedicate this poem to the gallant compatriots of our struggle. Let me dedicate my poetic praise to the movement of the people. So much has been said from time immemorial. From Reagan administration to Thatcherism, from Thatcherism to Botherism, a terrorist organization led by terrorists. They said, no, I call you combatants, I call you veterans, I call you legends, I call you heroes of our struggle. I speak of Nelson Mandela, I speak of Walter Sisulu, I speak of Governor Mbeki, I speak of Ahmed Kathrada, I speak of Elias Motsoaledi, I speak of Raymond Mhlaba, I speak of Andrew Mulangeni, I speak of Eric Gwala, I speak of Oscar Mbetta, I speak of Zephaniah Mutubing, I speak of Jaftama Semola. I dedicate this poem to the heroes of our struggle. Isibongo zenkosi kaziqedwa ngingawakhohlwa kanjani amaqhawe aseAfrika, amaqhawe anjengo JB Max no Moses Kotane, amaqhawe anjengo Moses Mabhida, Johnny Makatini kanye nabanye asebakhothama, Stephen Bantu Biko, Hector Peterson, Ricky Tena, Dave Webster, Dr. Ribeiro and your sweetheart. Zingunya makhanda siyekwe. My praising cannot be complete unless I dedicate my poetic praise to Comrade Oliver Reginald Tambo. O for organize, R for regiment, T for take over. The movement of the people survived all episodes and tragedies, from tragedies to infiltration, from infiltration to ambush, from ambush to slavery, from slavery to resistance, from resistance to prison, from prison to resilience, from resilience to power and freedom.
need is a corporation. We've had enough of your spoon feeding. We believe in an explanation. We don't want things done for us. What do we want is consultation. We can't say to be pushed around no more. Let us begin our deliberation. Communication is the name of a game. Without it, this land won't be the same. Negotiation is the only way to go. Because war is not an easy game to play. For far too long, you've been dictating, not concerned about the way we feel. Now is the time to be negotiating, before it is too late. We need a better deal. Communication between the children and the parents. Communication between the students and the teachers. Yes, communication between the workers and the bosses. Communication between the people and the leaders. Yes, communication between the needy and the greedy. Freedom for all, that's what we need.
That's a hot song. Fonzi Ngodleme, and the artist there is named Bobzi Mlingani. Excuse me, Bobzi Mlingani. And it's a great song. I love that spoken word section there in the middle where he talks about negotiations between the needy and the greedy. That's what we need, he says. That's a great line. And you can find that also on the CD soundtrack of Mandela, Son of Africa, Father of a Nation, which, as I mentioned a couple of times earlier, is going to be one of the Pledge Drive, Fund Drive premiums here for WRIR's Fund Drive, which gets started on Wednesday, October 4th, and runs 1 week and 1 week only. That's the way we do it. And you won't hear any begging here either. If you do, give us a call and tell us to stop the whining. Before Babsy, we heard from Mzwaki Mbuli, a really great South African poet and singer. And the song is called Stalwarts, where he lists all of the greats who sacrificed things of great importance to themselves to fight apartheid in South Africa, Mandela, and so many more. And that's from his album Resistance is Defense from 1992. And we started off the set with the late, great Brenda Fassie and Sumba Lula. And you're listening to all of this great South African music on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us, community radio, and independent radio in a democracy. And this program is called Global Agogo. We play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. And that means that we're pretty close to the end here. I got about 7 minutes, two songs more that I want to play. Then Christian Hendrickson is going to be in here with This Modern Beat. Great program featuring underground hip-hop, new electronica, all kinds of groove-oriented, very cool stuff. And I'm glad to have him on after me. I think it's a great match between the two of us. Following him, it's going to be Zendo Sound System
with DJ Russ Babbo, and that program has been on hiatus for a couple of months, and we're glad to have him back. It is a program for all of you dubheads out there. Plays a lot of deep house as well, and just an excellent show, and really does a great job. So if you haven't heard him before, he has been on later at 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. shifts, and if you haven't stayed up to hear him in the past, check him out Fridays 9 to 11, and then 11 to 1, a program that is getting a lot of really good response from the audience. Midnight Solstice with Mr. Felty. He's one of those crate diggers, guy who finds all kinds of fascinating old vinyl, particularly in kind of like the soul and R&B areas and psychedelic rock as well. So four programs that go really well together here. We pledge allegiance to the groove every Friday for 8 hours here on WRIR. I'm glad to be part of that as well. All right, two more songs. We're going to end the program, the very last song, with a group called the Kalahari Surfers, and you're going to hear them sampling the voice of Nelson Mandela on their song Guns and Pongas. Before that, we're going to hear a group called H2O, and they're going to be sampling something that you'll definitely recognize as well. This song is called It's Wonderful. I've had a great time. Hope you have too, and I will check you guys out again next week.
It's wonderful.
And regionalism. We are committed not only to freedom within our country. We seek freedom from tyranny in the entire region. Africaners, take your guns.